Weil Simon Reish Sadik Aleph, Steve Gimmel. Im Nimshe Chesudas HaBoiker Ashegiyas Zman HaMinchem. If he started before Chatzais, and the Suda continued after the Chatzais, Yavsik HaSuda, he should stop the Suda, Vivorich Birchas HaMozein, Viyitol Yodov, then wash his hands, Vivorich Birchas HaMozei, Viyisait. So he should split up the Suda. V'nochein HaDovol, and the Mahabo says, this is a good idea. She'im loy hoya oisekein, if he will continue the Suda after Zman Mimche, me'acher she'nimshech Suda Saboika adoisei shah, since the Suda is progressing so long, so if he will finish this Suda, he won't split the Suda, he will not be capable of washing again, needing a new suda. Ella achila gasa, the achila that he will eat later will be an achila gasa. That is in normal circumstances. Ago, so the Rambam says, avo mishe deya, a person that knows she'evsha lechel, he'll finish this suda, and it's possible for him to eat acher she'yispalo minche matzibo. He'll be able to daven minche and then eat again. So if he knows he'll be able to do it, then there will not be an achila gasa layasa suda shlishis kaide minche, then he should not eat the third suda before minche. Yosef, he did that, he's Yotze, but it's preferable, that was the Shita Saramo we had before. L'chatchila, one should eat suda shlishis after minche. We're in the middle of Sivkotn Yudalid. So let's start again from the beginning. Yimoch Michas Amozim, Vakosvo Achoinim Shacha Kach Yokim Vyelech Mat Bintayim. After he mentions he should not right away go and wash all the Tilashidayim. Those who do that, they bench and then they wash. It's not considered a new suda, since there was no hefsek whatsoever. So now the Beis Yosef says something very interesting. This halacha should not be publicized by Rabbim, even though he put this in the Shulchan Aruch, but don't publicize this by Rabbim, that one should split the Suda and be Yotze Shalashudas with the second half of the Suda, Kivin Shekoydim Chatzois in Reshoim Lahamsik, because if this scenario will occur before Chatzois, and he'll split the Suda before Chatzois, and then wash again, so he didn't accomplish anything, because he not Yotze Shalashudas before Chatzois. So it's a bracha shein etzricha. So he's splitting the suda, and you're not allowed to. And people will not be able to differentiate. Oh, the Rav said you should split the suda. They'll split the suda. They won't look at. They won't realize there's a difference if it's after Chatzais, before Chatzais. So the Beis Yosef says, "Ein akel b'kiyim b'zeh." So it's better not to darshan b'rabim this halachim. Elo achila gaset. So he says, if you won't split the suda, if he will finish this Suda, so then the Suda Shlishis will be an Achila Gasa. So he says the reason is ki kol zman achila in tzaymcha psuche, kol zman a person is in the middle of eating, the stomach is open and he has an appetite. Ma she'ein kein acher asude, but after the sude, the stomach closes and then he can't eat. He doesn't have any appetite whatsoever. We're not afraid that by doing this, I mean, he's in the middle of the Suda, now he benches and washes again. He has to do this in order to be Mekayim Suda Shlishis. That means, normally, if he will finish the Suda, he will be unable to eat Suda Shlishis. So the Ramos says, Avo Misha Yedeya, if he knows that he'll finish the Suda, and he still will be capable of eating Shalashudas later, so if a person knows he'll be capable of eating shalashudas after the suda, mishum oifen he shouldn't split the suda, because then it's a brocha shein etzriche. Yeah, we're talking about some in the winter, it was more shriach. Yeah, but now, I mean, now that they turn the clock, it's still possible to eat a Suda later. But in the short days, in the summer, then it was very difficult to eat another Suda. No, I don't think, no. I mean, the Ramah, I don't know that the machloik is. The Ramah says the whole halacha is by a person who does not know he'll be capable. He's a nochein adovah. But Mechaba gives a reason, because he will not be capable of eating Suda Shlishis.
What is this one that's in that? Why was that food?
It's necessary. In a Hanami, if he'll have to eat three sudas, maybe it will be. I mean, in a Hanami. If this, so this is not a normal occurrence, but it will be necessary. He has to eat three sudas, he has to split the suda in a Hanami. So then the Gemara says that if he knows he'll be able to eat a Suda Shlishis after Mincha, he should not split the Suda. After she is follow Mincha. Now there's a Meredith in Mechudish to care Mr. Bruri here. Vasilo. Imchal Yontev b'meitzoy Shabbos. What if Yontev is b'meitzoy Shabbos? Sheyem sheloy lechel suda shlishis b'seif hayom kenok. He can't eat a normal suda shlishis because Erev Yontev is not to be allowed to be kevei a suda. You're not allowed to be kevei a suda. You should be able to eat the sudas halayla l'tiyobim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, I'm going to the Kechidish. Afilu, Moitzoi Shabbos is, Afilu Moitzoi Shabbos is Yontif. And he can't eat a normal suda shlishis because he's going to daven mincha half an hour, three quarters of an hour before the shkia. And he can have a normal suda shlishis because he's not allowed to be kevei a suda. He's not allowed to be kevei a suda. B'seif hayom kenok. Sherei loy loy limonam ligboya suda b'erev yontev. היא כן הם עשו דה בערב יונטלב כמו בערב שבס, מכל מוכן. אם יודע שיוכל עוז לכל על כפונם כשיר ביה ויוסר, אומרים לי כזך, מייסוי שבס איז יונטלב. And he knows he'll daven mincha, let's say, 45 minutes before the shkia, tonight is Yom Tov, and he'll wash and he'll eat a kebeya pas, a little bit more of a kebeya pas. V'chanal b'sif aleph, lo yechalek su de shachis l'shtayim. We don't do this normally, but al kabonim, he says, amar in the gedach. That if Mitzvah Shabbos is Yom Tov, and he'll be able to eat right after Mincha a little bit more than the Kebeya Pas, so he should not split the Suda and eat more than the Kebeya of Pas after Mincha, right before the Shkia, and there's no problem. Da yesh oimrim, da osa lasis ke mishim broche shein etzrichev. Really, it's not poshet to split a suda. No, the only reason he's allowed to split a suda is because I won't be able to eat shalashudis. That's a mishim broche, but you will be able to eat shalashudis. You won't have a lava shalashudis. But you'll be able to eat shalashudis. You can eat after mincha more than a kebeya fast and bench. So then it is not proper to split the suda. Period. That's what he says. I'm going to get Kiddush. Kosev, usually it doesn't come out conveniently when one is in shul and it's in the Maitoi Shabbos is Yom Tov, you have a mincha later and they don't serve shalashudas like Yesem and Kebeya, but on Kamponim, L'chatchila, it seems this would be more preferable than just L'nasuda. Kosov Mognav Rom B'Shem Sefer Hasidim, Amor L'Kechidish. Mi She'yesh Lai Mozoin Shtei Sudais, Mitzum Tzomais. That means a person has food for two sudis in Shabbos, mitzum tomis. And he'll eat the two sudis, that means one suda at night, one suda in the morning. And after the suda, he's satisfied. Vim yechal keim l'shole sudis, but he wants it before. There's the whole mitzvah of shole sudis. So we learned before there's so many things one is like for sudish lishis. So but if he's going to split up his two sudis into three sudis, so now three sudis, and each sudis will not bring satisfaction. That means after each suda, he's hungry. He had two sudas mitzvah and tzomis. After these two sudas, it's a suda. He's soad. He's satisfied. Now, if he'll split up these three sudas, he'll have three sudas. But there's not one suda that is soyed that brings satisfaction. So the Sefer Chassidim says, Amoyer l'kechidush. If you're going to be yoytze sholei sudas, I got news for you. Not that you're eating three sudas, you're not eating any sudas. Because if they eat suda, you're hungry. And if you will not split it up, you'll have two sudas. So the Sefer Chassidim says it's better to have two sudas then three sudas, which each suda does not bring any satisfaction. Amor the Kechidish, seeing you have at least two, seeing you have nothing. Mi sheyesh le mozen shtei sudas mitzum tzomis. Vim yechal keng le sholei sudas le yir loi kol suda le sova. He will not have any, not one suda will bring satisfaction. Mutav sheyechal shtei sudas le sova. So eat two sudas, you have two sudas, you have nothing. But he says here as follows. Inim shechosunas aboiker adacha chatzois. It's the second sunna. So he is listening to the Sefer Hasidim. Sefer Hasidim says, Rabbi Yid, for you the mitzvah saves two sunnas. Right. He started eating the second sunna a quarter to one. Now, that's he started eating the second sunnah. He got out of shul a quarter to one, starting the second sunnah. And now the Suda was Nimshach, it's already right before Zman Minche. Now, Yechal Keno Lishnaim. So then he says, you know what? Bench and wash again. Why? Because he says now, it's already, he's up to a quarter to one, and he's going to bench, and he's going to wash again. So, after these two sunnahs, he'll be satisfied in the eight three sunnahs. So the Sefer Hasidim says, so if this is the matzah, that he started eating the second Suda quarter to one, and he'll be able to bench and wash again and eat Shalit in the third Suda, and after the third Suda, he packed down upon him two half Sudas in the stomach and he's satisfied. So he did two things. He ate three Sudas, and he's not hungry afterwards. Yeah, but he's going to be benching right away, yeah. But he's benching and going to eat right away. So afterwards, if after that means he's going to bench and eat, that's enough. Lamaise, he's going to leave the table sawing. So that's the medical Yiddish. The Mikol Mokim Yizbak Shoichel Shainis. Avalachatrila Ein Lahamti Madacha Chatzesh Mishum Zed the Mavat HaMitzvah Zaynik Shabbos. But if he can start eating the second Sunday at 10:30. Well, so no, I'll wait till a quarter to one and then I'll be Mekayim Shalosh Shunas Tanan. If you can eat 10:30, you Mavat HaMitzvah Shabbos, then eat the second Sunday, forget about the third Sunday. Steve Ballin, Ein Tzorich LeKaddish B'Suda Shlishis. One does not have to make Kiddush by the Suda Shlishis. Avol, Tzorich LeSoya, I'll stay Kikoris, but you have to make a Moitzi and two Kikris Lecha Mishnah. Hagor, that's what the Mechabel says. Hagor, and the Ramor is Moisev, V'im Soyein Harbe Tomim B'Shabbos. What if he's eating a fourth Suda or a fifth Suda? He's not Mechuyim, but he's eating. Sorech l'chol Suda shtei kikoris. So the Ramah says the Chiddush, that the din of Lechemishn is, whenever you wash, you should eat two kikoris. You should, or maybe might say, I'm two kikoris. Fine. Olafochais, so he said like this, the Mechaber said, by Sholishun, the Sudish Lishis, you should be made say unto Kikris. If he does, Lafachis, the minimum, La Yilay Besudish Lishis, Pachis Mikikerechot. At least he should have one Kikr. If he doesn't have two Kikris, one Kikr, he should be Mishtabel Peh. Sholim, Mikikerechot Sholim. We'll see why. That means if you don't have two Kikris, there's an Indian to have one Kikr Sholim. There's an Indian of one Kikr Sholim. Umizeh Proshet Aminik, Lahokilim Seh Besunish Lishis Hak Mikikeches Sholim. Since there is an Indian of one Kikr, so other people are Mekil, and they're not Mahadar Lachem Mishneh by the Sunish Lishis. He says, but that's wrong. Avo Yesh Lahachmo, Likashnaim. That means Nizicha an Indian of Lechem Mishneh. But if he doesn't have Lechem Mishneh, don't think, well, if I don't have Lechem Mishneh, I can be Mahada al Kabbalim to have one Lechem Sholem. Lechem Mishneh. Definitely. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Ein tzarich lekadish, tahayinu lebo'ich ala yayim koidem asude, to make anachmol amboyim priya gofen, ve'iske shiyoim lelaylo linyin kiddish, ma'laylo sagi bechadzimna. Just like at night, you make kiddish once, after yoyim shetik lechamol lekadish, sagi nami bechadzimna baboike. Now there's a very interesting Sharatzian over here. Let us see the Sharatzian place test. V'nira li poshut. V'im lehoyo lekois baboike. We didn't have any wine for the first Suda. So the din is mekadish ala pas. Si mekadish, kiddish. That's the kiddish. Tzorech lahade lekadish koidem asuda misuda shlushis. If he got a hold of wine now, so make kiddush by the suda shlushis. That means you should make kiddush once by day. He didn't make it by the first suda. Make it by the second suda. Let's go further, Mishnah Berurah. Avor shtei kikori soch. Kiddush you don't need, but you need two kikris. Bechol asude shalom seid b'em Shabbos Shabbos, then all sudas need two kikris. But if you don't have two kikris, al kaponim make sure it shouldn't be less prochis mikikir echot. What's the inyan of one kikir? The b'yayim shishi yorat hamon l'chol echot shnei amorim. Every person got Friday two oimrim. Mikol oimer also shtei kikoris. And they made from each oimer of the month two breads. Rei arba l'shnei amorim. So Friday they got two oimrim. So they made four kikris. Ochal echot b'erev Shabbos. One bread they ate erev Shabbos. That was Friday's meal. Ve'echot b'leili Shabbos, ve'echot b'boiker, re'nishalei rak echot sholim l'sudish lishis. So in the midbar, by the sudish lishis, they had one kikar sholim.
I don't know.
What if he doesn't have a kikar sholim? Die beprusa shikabeya chenal. If he only has a piece of chale, doesn't have a whole chale. So make a mention that. The avol gav the mitzvah lechem mishneh einloi mitzvah suda miyakeim. And the different inyanim. With an inyan of three sudas bayoim, with an inyan to be made say a lechem mishneh or on one kinker. So if you don't have that, well, say it's everything or nothing. Whatever you can chaparayin, you chaparayin. So if you have a piece of challah that is al kaponim more than a kebeya, see, chaparayim. They say, Mika, didn't we hear that from the others on Yates with the Kazayas? Lika shnayim, the Mechain Roilin, and Lechatrilin, they should take two kikris. Kesvar Rishayne Hieka. Vitoid lahada lavorech alayayin toich asude. With an Indian, that one should drink wine by the Suda Shlishis, in the Suda. So here in Dilshu, he brings down the Makar of this, is Aloshan HaRambam, and the Rambam says, Tzorech likvoya kol Suda Mishloshton al Hayayim. All three Sudas you have to be Kaveya al Hayayim, which means in all three Sudas in the middle of the Suda, you should drink some wine. That's what the Lashon HaRambam is. He brings from Rav Nissim Karelitz how much wine they have to drink, a little less than the Rabbis. But one should be Mahadar by each Suda, besides the Kiddush. The Kiddush is before the Suda. by each Sudeh to drink some wine in the middle of the Sudeh. And you mekayim a Rambam, and you mekayim, this is an Arizal also, to drink some wine in the middle of the Sudeh. What if everyone, not everyone has lechem mishnah? The one who has lechem mishnah, you have a lift of him because I might see call him a subim. We should be might see them with his might see, and he has lechem mishnah. Then you will have a subim, she have the shades of a bechosai, they should call him yates of a lechem mishnah, they also should be yates of with lechem mishnah. Steve, hey, Soger la soisa me pass. Mesuda shlishis, one should wash. Viesh aimrim, others hold, shiocha la soisa mechol machalosi, meechon mechameshis aminim. Mine dogim, others hold, but you don't have to wash. If you have a mezainis, it's also good. You have cake, you have lakshin kugel, it's also good. V'yeish oimrim, sheyochel asoyse b'dvorim shemelavte memapas. You could be yoytelech a mesudish lishis with the things that one eats together with pas. Kibosso, v'dogim, I'm a lame apatis. That means it can be yaitish alashunis with fish, meat, but fruit, the non yaitzer. We yash only in the film apatis yachalasis. These are different shittas. The yemen, are you yaitish alashunis with this? Like I will see, everyone holds you should wash. But the shalos, if he didn't wash, was he yotzeh in the yemen? So we have here the machlokes on poskim. On this hold, if you had mezainis, you yotzeh. On this hold, if you had fish, you yotzeh. On this hold, if you had peres, you yotzeh. Usvara rishayne iker, shesach lasayisem bepas. The first smaller that's the iker, they should wash. Elin kainu saveya miyaisim, but one of his very that he can wash. So then, well, I thought, no, so he prays, eat some muscle. It's a mezainis. Hago, I bemokim shiyem shalei lechel pas. In as man that he can eat pas, can go in better places, shechal liyos b'shabbos, she'osu lelechol le'pas l'achar ha'minche, ere pesach shal liyos b'shabbos, he can't eat chometz, he can't eat matzah. So then, you will come on milchus pesach, so then you make shalashudis with them. What? Hot? Oh, potatoes, yeah. Kartoffel, yeah. Cholent or meat, you can have, yeah. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Tzarech la'asoyse b'pas, kim nefinei sholish shudis misholish pomim hayoyim, tzarech gabimon, tzarech la'asoyse b'pas, tamitzu lechatchila l'habes b'madanim kvi yecholte, one, lechatchila one should eat the sudish lishis with madanim also, that's a dinin all sholish shudis. Yes, aylim shech la'asoyse b'chol, everyone agrees lechatchila you should be mitzayim to kikras in shuvash. Al the pligim b'diavad im yotza b'zeh if he is yotza b'diavad. Mechem nechameshes aminim. Shimavochin aleim b'riminim zaynis. The time they is even they derech lechel sudish lishis l'tayovim, because this is more than the normal sudas a person eats. Sagi mochi, so even though the Torah said hayoyim, you could be yoytza with a inferior achilan. B'zeh gam kein tam shaladei shemekilim b'zeh the old meat fruit. Sha'osa loy, al kein yikai moise, bimine tigun, sha'isi bimatsa ksusha, either with knedlach or other things that you could eat ibn basim and dog in my pages. That's by Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos. Steve Wolf, Noshim Chayovis Besudish Lishis, Chayovis Besudish Lishis, the whole Mili de Shabbos, Ishim Isha Shovim. Rabbi is Bobby Simon Reishain Allah, Moish Kame Moi Bene Shalmon, Al Kulamon Echlu Ayom, the Mizanum, Abhiyim Sholay Sundays Beshabbos. He's also Bechoyim. Reishadin Beis Din Tvilis Mincha Beshabbos, Amoy Beisifik, Sif Allah. B'mincha mincha b'Shabbos oimrim ashchei uvolatziyoin v'anis v'ilosi. Let us first see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Oimrim ashchei uvolatziyoin. U'mamsikim b'kaddish koydim v'anis v'ilosi. We say kaddish ashchei uvolatziyoin. V'amiris uvolatziyoin b'mincha. That means, normally we say, during the weekdays, we say, Uva Letzion. By Shachas, but Ubi Shabbos, Shemarichin Harbe, Bishachas, or Musaf, Nichu Ad Mincha. So, Shabbos, you say it by Mincha. Reish Chodesh, we say it before Musaf, like we say during the week. Vanis Vilosi. You say Kaddish, and then you say Vanis Vilosi, Locha Hashem Eisrotzim. Now, what is Pshat in this Pasik? Who are Priya Medrish? Sha'omar Dovin of Nekadish, Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shalaylam. Ein Umazu Ka'im De Gilulim. We're not like Goyim. Sheshoisim, umishtakrin, upoichsin, they eat and they drink, and then v'onu loikein, afal pi she'achalnu v'shosinu, v'anisafi losi, after the sun I go davin. That means even though I had a sun and I drank wine, I'm not like a goy. V'anisafi losi, that's a shab. Aval b'mincha shel yontif, einayim remoysom. By mincha you don't say this. Why not? L'cheira the chesben is, it's the same chesben. We eat and drink, same is velosi. Kiven de ein koiren b'toire, shohu eis rotzein al yedeze. Amor de kezach. There's vanis vilosi l'cho Hashem eis rotzim. I'm davening to you in a eis rotzim. The mincha of Shabbos is called an eis rotzim. You know why? Because we learn the Torah. The kriyas of Torah makes that it's an eis rotzim for Kabbalah's Tefillah. So that makes it for an eis rotzim. Yontem. There's no kriyas ha-teiris. She don't say it's kosik because it's not an eis rotzim. Period. Well, me, so what'll be if there's no minyan? If there's no kriyas ha-teiris, or he's davening v'yichidis. So mele, so there's also not an eis rotzim. He says, oh, me, you, v'shabes nogu l'omrei af v'mokim she'in seif ha-teiris. Even though there's no Sefer Torah, the chayin afilu biyochid, and even though there's a yochid and there's no kriyas haTorah, you say this pasuk. Look to Mechaba Vayta, we see in Sefer Torah, we take out of Sefer Torah, we kriyin in shloisha noshu, we svi oylim asore psukim mi parsha habom, in Yulein, the parsha of the next week. Afilu chal yontem liyas b'shabes, afilu, it's yontem and Shabbos. So by Shachis, by Yulein, the Minyan of the Yom of Yontif, and the Parsha above, the Lady Shal Yontif. Sancta Mishamur, Meitzinu, Meitakonasers, and Kadisa Bidmorish, Loisha Noshim, V'minche ein oimrim. Now he's saying a yesod. I think we'll have to stop here because it's a little too complicated. Okay.